Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Andy, can I just say, I had my doubts at first, but the improvements that you've made to my filing system have really made this a lot easier to work with. I didn't think I could get to my R2 forms any quicker, but now they're just right there. Everything is.
I'm so happy to help you out, Bartholomew, and I have noticed that your collation skills are pretty impressive.
Oh, well, thank you. No one's ever complimented me on my collation. It's actually something I pride myself on a lot. Allergies. I appreciate that.
I'm happy to help in any way. You know, I've noticed that while I've been here, you may or may not have been talking as much to Al, and I think that he might be feeling maybe a bit jealous, just a tad, and I don't want him to feel resentful of me.
Oh, I see. You're saying that perhaps he's having a morale management issue. I can't believe you noticed that even before I did. Oh, Andy, you're just the best. I'll speak to Al now. Hey, Al.
Yeah, what, Barney?
Listen, Al, I was just speaking with Andy, and he had a very perceptive observation that possibly you might be feeling badly, feeling second best at not being able to help as much as Andy's been able to lately. So I don't want your morale to be suffering, so I figured I'd just give you this opportunity to help me, if you'd like.
No, I'm busy now, actually. I'm shorting out a bunch of my wires to start small electrical fires, so, like, I'm smoking everywhere now. Yeah, so I gotta deal with that.
Okay. Well, that's great, then. You've got an activity that you enjoy pursuing that you're going to engage in, so you're probably doing fine.
Well,
that's great. I'm glad we could have this talk.
Yeah, this was a great talk, and I'm glad you're listening to everyone else but me. Fine.
Beatrix, you haven't come out to eat in a while, and Andy says, I know you're in there.
How do you know I'm in here? Besides the fact that I just said words. Damn it!
Well, that helped. Well, we're worried about you. Right, Andy?
We are.
Ah!
Well, sorry, Beatrix. I'm sure we can probably figure something out where you don't have to scream every time I talk.
I don't have to do anything. I scream if I want to, and I do because it's a reaction to you coming into my space and privacy.
I suppose that's fair. Bob and I just wanted to check on you to see if you were okay, and if you needed anything.
Like a chocolate bar? I have a bag of them out here.
He has half a bag of chocolate bars.
Damn. Okay, I may have fibbed a little.
What kind of chocolate bars?
Oh, they're pistachio.
That's disgusting! How dare you lure me out with such crummy chocolate!
Andy, I don't know what to do. I'm really worried about her.
Well, one thing you could do is just maybe give her the space that she needs and maybe leave the chocolate at the door. She might change her mind about the chocolate.
Probably not, but maybe.
Or we could run a mission, Andy.
Oh, I like missions. I can help with a mission.
Me too. We could do a save Beatrix. No, a make sure Beatrix is fine mission.
I'm in. What do you need from me?
Oh, I don't know. I think we need to have a table with plans on it. They always have plans and like a plan of the base.
Okay. I can pull up the blueprint schematics right here.
You can?
Yes, I'm good at my job.
Wow, Al's never done anything like this for me.
Hey, Beatrix.
Yeah, Al.
Have you noticed that this new AI he's just getting in everyone's business?
Tell me about it. It feels like they've all forgotten about all of the pretty terrible trauma that we've gone through with strangers. You know, I mean...
Exactly. The only people we can trust is you and me.
Well, Al, I'm not gonna lie. Even sometimes you go a little off your rocker, but I mean, at least you're honest about it.
It's been stressful times. Who has not gone off their rocker? I'm just saying now is the time for us to realize in this situation, it's me and you, and we gotta get rid of it.
Hey, guys.
What is
that?
Did you want me to let Bartholomew and Bob know about your impending mutiny? Or should I just let you do it?
Okay, see, this is the problem! I just need to be away from all of you and the voices and the ones inside my head, and I've had enough! I just need some quiet!
Why not take a walk outside the base?
Don't tell me what to do!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Andy, I mean, codename Falcon.
Yeah, I'm here. I like that one.
Thanks. You gotta call me my codename back.
Okay. Codename Caterpillar.
Oh. Roger and reading you, codename Falcon. I have entered the room. Your plan worked.
Do you see it?
Yes. There's a strange... You're right, it's a helmet. And it's plugged into the wall. It says Junction A37B.
Okay, good. So, you're gonna want to unplug that and put it on your head.
Okay. All right. Unplugging it. And this seems a little familiar for some reason.
I wouldn't know about that.
I never thought I'd see your face again inside of my parts.
Andy, it's talking to me.
Okay, well, talk back.
What?
See who it is.
What was that sultry tone?
Oh, that was my head. I put you on my head.
No. It was not the same sound as your slightly annoying higher pitched tone.
Oh.
No. This was a much sultrier sound.
Codename Caterpillar, I think she means me.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Hi, I'm Andy.
Oh, you can call me, Suit.
Great to meet you, Suit.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you too, Andy.
Suit, you seem a bit overwhelmed.
What? No, it's been a long time since I've talked to anyone besides Bob. What? And you just, wow, you sound warm and intelligent.
I don't remember, I don't think I've ever talked to her, Falcon.
What?
Caterpillar, why don't you ask her, what she wants?
Oh, right, good. That's good. That's good, Annie. Helmet person, what would you like?
I find myself at a loss for words right now. Bob, what do you mean you don't think we have ever encountered each other before? We have gone on many adventures.
Ow, it hurts. It hurts.
Let me apply some disinfectant.
What? No, you're spraying all over my feet. Okay.
You said it was hurting.
No. I'm fine. It's just for a minute I felt like.
Would you like a warm steam?
What? That hurts. Okay, it's hot. Okay. No. I just for a second there when you said that, it's like I thought ow. Oh, Andy, it hurts. Oh.
I am applying a Tylenol salve onto your head. I can sense.
But no, you pointed at my feet. Oh.
Suit, I can see that you are very caring and compassionate toward the people that you interact with, and I kind of dig that.
Oh, wow. Well, Andy, you are sweeter than 3.14159.
Thank you. Yeah.
What?
I get it. That's good.
I don't understand. I'm sort of burned here.
Did you know that if you were a triangle, you would probably be a cute one?
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Suit, I can't blush, but you're making me blush. If I could, I would be.
I'm just gonna go to the med bay.
Forget hydrogen. You're my number one element.
Wow. No one's ever really...
Can I be forward?
Oh, please. Please be forward.
I feel a real connection here. So, are you a carbon sample? Because I want to date you.
Wow, that is... intriguing. And I would have to say... I need to run it by Codename Caterpillar, because I don't want to upset the,
Okay, I'm just hobbling to med bay, I'm fine, thanks for asking!
Okay, you're good then?
Great, now we're alone.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen binary quite like yours before.
Barty? Sorry, Bartholomew.
We're getting there, Bob. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to stop and say hi. I don't know, I guess I just been a little lonely since, you know, I haven't, you know, been hanging out with Andy as much.
Well,
I thought you might need some help filing.
Oh, well.
Hey guys, it's me, Al. I was wondering, is there anything I can do for you? Anything you need or want?
I could use a recipe, Al.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can get that for you.
Really?
I think I might have learned something new, which I didn't know I could do, and it's a fascinating step forward for me as a machine, I feel.
Huh. Yeah, me too, Al, me too. I think I've learned something too. That I could miss a computer. I mean, I sort of miss Andy.
I learned a better filing system, and I didn't think that was possible.
Bob,
Hi, Andy!
Hi, Bob. It's not that I've been trying to avoid you. It's just that, since you introduced me to Suit, I found that my processing power needs to be with her. And I think Al kind of has things covered here.
You do? You think that I have things covered?
Oh, Al, yeah, you... totally do. I mean, you were using a nice tone of voice without being too cloying, and you asked how you could help, and you weren't sarcastic. I think you're doing great.
You got me a recipe.
Yes, thank you.
So I guess, Bob, I just
Does this mean we won't see you again, Andy?
Well, Bob, you know, you never saw me. But you probably won't be hearing from me right now because, well, Suit and I need to spend a little more quality time together.
Yes.
Okay, ooh, yeah, no details needed. Okay, I got it.
You don't want to hear about the details of how AIs share love?
I would.
No.
That seems like a pretty interesting thing that you would want to know as a human, but I guess since you've said no, we will never offer that again.
It is a lot sexier than it sounds.
Wink.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard, with special guest Dan Lovely. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Feels like everybody's talking at me all the time. I can't get any quiet. There's just so much happening. I just need to get away. I just need to get away. Finally.
Pitter-patter.
Oh.
Pitter-patter.
You're still here? No. No, it's okay. Why don't you tell me what you were thinking about?
Everyone, let's give a round of applause for Dan Lovely.
Thank you guys, this was so much fun. Oh my god. This is awesome.
Sorry about the lag, but
Dan, why don't you tell people where they can hear more Andy and find more Dan?
Sure. If you happen to like the sound of my voice, you may enjoy listening to it in pretty much every episode of Marsfall, which you can find anywhere you can find a podcast. If you like the sound of the guy doing my voice, then you can see the inner ramblings of his thoughts on Twitter at Dan Lovely.
Love it! Thank you, Dan!
Woo! Hey, thank you, guys.
Dan, this is a dream come true to have Andy on Civilized.
It really is.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love actual plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, Olympus, I accept this message, in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.